Hello and welcome to the Mountain River Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. Today is Thursday, July 21st. My name is Wayne, and I'm excited to join you in reading God's Word today. Our first reading today is Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 1 through 19. These are the statutes and the rules that you shall be careful to do in the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you to possess all the days that you live on earth. You shall surely destroy all the places where the nations whom you shall dispossess serve their gods, on the high mountains and on the hills and under every green tree. You shall tear down their altars and dash in pieces their pillars and burn their asherim with fire. You shall chop down the carved images of their gods and destroy their name out of that place. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way. But you shall seek the place that the Lord your God will choose out of all the tribes to put his name and make his habitation there. There you shall go, and there you shall bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the contribution that you present, your vow offerings, your freewill offerings, and the firstborn of your herd and of your flock. And there you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice, you and your households, in all that you undertake, in which the Lord your God has blessed you. You shall not do according to all that we are doing here today, everyone doing whatever is right in his own eyes. For you have not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance that the Lord your God is giving you. But when you go over the Jordan and live in the land that the Lord your God is giving you to inherit, and when he gives you rest from all your enemies around so that you live in safety, then to the place the Lord your God will choose to make his name dwell there you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the contribution that you present, and all your finest vow offerings that you vow to the Lord. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons and your daughters, your male servants and your female servants, and the Levite that is within your towns, since he has no portion or inheritance with you. Take care that you do not offer your burnt offerings at any place that you see, but at the place that the Lord will choose in one of your tribes. Therefore you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I am commanding you. However, you may slaughter and eat meat with any of your towns, as much as you desire, according to the blessing of the Lord your God that he has given you. The unclean and the clean may eat of it, as of the gazelle and as of the deer. Only you shall not eat the blood, you shall pour it out on the earth like water. You may not eat within your towns the tithe of your grain, or of your wine, or of your oil, or the firstborn of your herd or of your flock, or any of your vow offerings that you vow, or your freewill offerings to the contribution that you present. But you shall eat them before the Lord your God in the place that the Lord your God will choose, you and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, and the Levite who is within your towns. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God in all that you undertake. Take care that you do not neglect the Levite as long as you live in your land. It's important here to note that God calls his people to worship in the appointed place and not in any place that they see fit, and not worship in a way that's right in their own eyes. And it's interesting to note the importance of community in pursuing a life of faithfulness before the Lord. It's not that God could not accept the offerings because they were offered in a place that wasn't ultimately the temple, but it's that people would be prone to turn away from faithful worship to the Lord and be prone towards syncretism or worshiping other gods. And so part of the communal aspect of worship is keeping us faithful to that which God has called us to do and to be, and not just being left to do what we think is right in our own eyes. Our psalm today is Psalm 55. To the choir master with stringed instruments, a Maskil of David. Verse 1. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not yourself from my plea for mercy. Attend to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint, and I moan, because of the noise of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they drop trouble upon me, and in anger they bear a grudge against me. My heart is in anguish within me, the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. And I say, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. Yes, I would wander far away. I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hurry to find a shelter from the raging wind and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, divide their tongues, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around it on its walls, and iniquity and trouble are within it. Ruin is in its midst, oppression and fraud do not depart from its marketplace. For it is not an enemy who taunts me, then I could bear it. It is not an adversary who deals insolently with me, then I could hide from him. But it is you, a man, my equal, my companion, my familiar friend. We used to take sweet counsel together. Within God's house we walked in the throng. Let death steal over them. Let them go down to Sheol alive. For evil is in their dwelling place and in their heart. But I called to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and at noon I utter my complaint and moan, and he hears my voice. He redeems my soul in safety from the battle that I wage, for many are arrayed against me. God will give ear and humble them, he who is enthroned from of old, because they do not change and do not fear God. My companion stretched out his hand against his friends. He violated his covenant. His speech was smooth as butter, yet war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, will cast them down into the pit of destruction. Men of blood and treachery shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. Today we're starting a new book in the New Testament, Paul's letter to the Colossians, and as Mary usually encourages us to do, I think it's helpful for you to watch the Bible Project video on the book of Colossians, or if you're using the study Bible, just to read the introduction that you might find there to give you a sense of what's going on in the letter. In chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, we read, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it does also among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. I love the way Paul starts this letter by offering thanks for those who are going to receive the letter that he's writing. And I want to take a minute and just thank you for being a part of Mount Brook Baptist Church. It's been a real privilege to be your pastor for about 6 months now, and just want to thank you for your faithfulness and your support, and to let you know that I love you and I care about you, and I'm praying for you and praying that the Lord would fill all of us with fruit so that we might be faithful and productive and for God's kingdom here in our community and even to the ends of the earth. So thank you for all that you've done for me and for your support, and I invite you to pray with me. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for all that you've done for us in Christ. And I do thank you for the people of Mount Brook Baptist Church. And I pray that you would bless them today and that you would keep them. I pray that they would find their hope fully in their relationship with you through faith in Christ, and that you would make all of us more fruitful in our relationship with you, that we would be a source of your blessing to others. We thank you for the privilege of knowing you. We offer this prayer in Christ's name. Amen.